provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So, God has provided this deliverance for us, the ministry of angels. But unless you believe and activate it, there's certain acts, action. You have to act on the word. Amen. You'll not receive the full benefits. In other words, hear me, as free will, as humanity is free will, that's what distinguishes us. Free will. We have a free will. We can will what we want. You must allow the angelic host to work for you. Amen. 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 By the lifestyle, by the life we live, by the words we speak, by the renewing of our mind, by the Christ-likeness in our heart, and the example that we live, we align ourselves with the word. And they hearken to the voice of God's word. And you know, you can speak. I tell people many times, preach. And when you need to, use words. Amen. See, you can speak and not be saying a word. Amen. Your life is. Who you are is. But then there are times where we must use words. And so they hearken to that. Now, if we don't believe and if we don't act on it, you won't have the full benefit of the abundant life, the Zoe life. And I'm telling you that in the midst of a pandemic or so-called plandemic, and in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all these executive orders that are coming down the pike, in the midst of all the upheavals in the world, that doesn't mean anything to God. God is building a kingdom right in the midst. He'll prepare a table before you in the face of your enemy. But see, if you're not focused on this and activating this and believing this and not looking to the right and to the left and wavering and uncertain and unsure and all that, if that's where you're at, then you're neglecting a lot of things. But when you set your face like a flint, and when your mind is made up, I believe what the Bible says. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And you are focused, God will prepare a table, a banqueting table for you right in the midst of haters, right in the midst of folk that don't like you, that want to see you fall, that talk against you. God said, they ain't nothing but a mosquito. I'll prepare your table in the presence of your enemy. But you got to be consecrated enough, anointed enough to have a mind that's made up, not be distracted by a bunch of stuff, not be afraid of what people will say or what they will try to do. God will contend with those who contend with you. God said, don't you touch it, don't you touch it. I'll deal with them. Why do you think he says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm? Amen. God will fight your battle for you. You'll prosper while everything else is going down. Tell me what God can't do. But how shall you escape if you neglect this? Tell somebody, you gotta let them work. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 3, The Bible says, the Word of God says, let me start at verse 2. Simon Peter's talking. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. According as his divine power has given unto us, somebody say all things.
All things.
Say it again, all things.
All things.
Say it one more time, all things.
All things
that pertain to life, not just hanging in there, but to life. We're talking Zoe life. We're talking the God kind of life. We're talking about extraordinary life. We're talking about life that supersedes boundaries and limitations. We're talking about life that defies a natural order. We're talking about life that's connected to a spirit realm full of angels that are working in your behalf, that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. It's important that we gain knowledge of how God works. I'm showing you right now. This is part of how you establish Goshen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to need Goshen in these last days. God's going to judge systems. He's going to judge darkness. And he is already beginning. But Goshen is where God's people are. When it's dark there, it's light here. When it's trouble there, it's peace here. When it's going down there, it's going up here. That's Goshen. But you have to establish your Goshen. First over your life. Then over the life of your family. Then over your finance. Over everything that pertains unto life and godliness. God has blessed you already, but you got to determine, I'm going to establish my Goshen. I'm not going to neglect this great salvation that God has given me. I'm not going to just have it here and not have it over here. God wants it across the board of your life so that you fully represent him and that you are a recipient of the benefits of this great salvation. Tell somebody, I'm going to make it to heaven. I ain't worried about that. But I want to be a conqueror in this life. I want the benefits in this life. I want more than enough in this life. I want to represent God well in this life. I want everything God has done for me in this life. Now you got to have some cooperation. There's some stuff you need to do. Tell somebody, the ball's in your court now. See, it's like this. If we sin, God forbid, it ain't affecting God. God. You know, God may be a little remorse because, you know, but, you know, heaven ain't in an uproar and, you know, everything out of whack and, you know, because you sinned. Or because you did something good. I just gave some money to that beggar over there. Heaven stays the same. See, what you're doing down here is to benefit you and yours and humanity. It doesn't change the scheme of heaven. And I'm not saying that God is cold-hearted. No, he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. But it doesn't change things in heaven. But your obedience here will change things down here. Your obedience here will bring heaven down into the earth realm. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I want to leave great legacy for my family, for the children coming after them, for this community, for our nation. We want to leave them, so we got to get busy here. We can't just say, nah, forget all them, I'm going to heaven. Amen. So Peter says he has given all things that pertain to life and godliness. We must believe for it. activate your faith. Amen. Again, if God doesn't seem to be moving, move him with your faith. Because it just seemed like he ain't moving. He's moving. You just need to get in faith and get with his program. God is always moving. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. These angels ain't lazy. Stop talking about how busy the devil is. Get that out of your vocabulary. You better say, boy, these angels are busy. Everywhere I go, every time I turn around, these angels are busy. Woo, Lord Jesus. Everywhere I turn around, there's another blessing. There's another door open. There's another breakthrough. There's another healing. There's another deliverance. These angels are busy. They are busy. Just don't neglect it. Stay the course. Stay in your lane. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep his word in your mouth. Hide it in your heart. Keep the law of kindness in your voice. Psalm 91, I'm sure one of our favorite. This must become a reality to us. Psalm 91. This must become our reality. Verse 1 and 2 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say. There we go. You got to say something. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Listen, you need to get that so in your mouth and in your spirit and in your mind that you walk that, you talk that, you know that, you believe that, you sleep that, you dream that, you wake up to that. It shall not come nigh me. Yeah, every now and then the enemy try to give you a little brush to try to get your attention. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. What did the word just say? It shall not come nigh me. That's what the word says. Let's take it let's ratchet up a little bit more. Because see, even anytime we get sick, somewhere, if we could really trace it, it falls on our shoulder. Come on. Maybe some thinking we got, some food we decide to eat that we shouldn't eat. Overdoing something, you know, all, you know, it's not, because God said, listen, the pestilence, I'll keep you from all that. And I'm not saying that we have to walk on eggshells, because God has fearfully and wonderfully made us. Our immune system. See, what wherever we are, whatever station in life that we are, whatever we contend with or deal with, maybe all of our life, something chronic, if we just continue or begin to really start believing. I'm not saying throw away medication if you've been on it or anything, but just start believing God. Amen. Believing what this word says. Because why? How shall we escape certain things if we neglect this?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.